We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Blue Wire.
With the 7th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Detroit Lions select Penei Sewell, tackle, Oregon.
Touchdown, yes! Detroit Lions! TJ Hawkins, yes! They did it! They tied it! They're an extra point away from winning this game! Oh, baby, how big is
it? Yep, all right, and we're back on part two of our bonus content. Enjoy.
This is a perfect transition to slot receivers, and that's Golden Tate. And Golden Tate, I don't know, have you guys been keeping up with Golden Tate's been doing on social media lately?
Yeah, yeah. He's been posting some interesting things on his stories.
So it started off on Saturday night, I believe. On Saturday night, he posted a Lions highlight, a Lions video highlight of himself. Just the Lions, not the Seahawks, not the Giants, not Philly. He actually hasn't posted anything about Philly, so I don't think he has any interest about going back to Philly. But he's posted about the Lions, Giants, and Seahawks. But the Lions, the highlights were just Lions itself. That was on Saturday night. Coming into Monday morning, he posted more pictures of, you know, his previous stints. So started off, the first picture was the Lions, then posted two Giants pictures, and then ended off with the Seahawks picture. I don't know what Golden Tate's trying to tell us. Is he trying to give us signals that he wants to come back to Detroit, or is he just trying to get a job in the NFL? What do you guys take away from
what he's trying
these
to say,
small signals?
He's sending signals to teams, hey, this is my highlights, I'm still good, come sign me. I think that's what he's doing.
Yeah. Do you think it has anything to do with Detroit, though?
No. I think it's like to all 32 NFL teams, hey, I'm here, I'm a free agent, come sign me, I'm available. I think that's what it is.
Do you think Detroit should poke in and try and maybe sign him?
I don't know. I feel like Detroit wants to give that to Amon-Ra St. Brown, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you give like
I love Golden Tate. He's one of my favorite players. Obviously, you see in my profile picture here, I'm with Golden Tate. So,
oh, shit, I didn't even notice that. Yeah, you are with the Golden Tate.
Yeah, you are with Golden Tate. There it is, man. Yo, do you have a story with that picture? Like, did you, like, see him and was like, hey, Golden, can I take a picture? Like, how did
that
go?
Looks like they're at a bar.
I met him at, like, a club, bar, whatever you want to call it.
Was this Bazookies or Legends?
No, it was Stop. He was not there. He was actually with his wife.
Trying to get the man in trouble, Tyler.
Chatted to him. Chatted with his wife.
Alex Glenn said in the chat, said, no, Tate wanted a picture with the legend, so he's referring to you, Pierre. Golden Tate asked for the picture with Pierre.
Golden Tate saw
cool.
Pierre.
He talked with you for maybe about like 5-10 minutes. His wife talked to me. It was pretty cool.
So, who asked for the picture?
I forgot if his wife said, do you want to take a picture? If I told her to take a picture of us, I forgot who was to
Oh, my
honest,
God. So
but...
Golden Tate actually might have wanted to take the picture.
Wow.
I actually forgot.
I don't know so if this... I asked or his wife offered. I don't know. But, like, so we basically were talking. And he was like, yo, tell him to extend me. And I think his wife, like, take a picture. Or I said, let's take a picture. And I did post it on my Instagram, like, pay the man. And then he got happy and stuff. So that's when, like, he wanted to get paid.
So Golden Tate asked for the picture, ladies and gentlemen.
I told you. I don't know if it was Golden Tate or me. I forgot.
Ladies and gentlemen. No, it's official. Golden Tate asked for the picture.
Stop. We're not doing this right now.
That's all good, bro, man. I don't have that type of star power, man.
It was cool. I was actually celebrating, I think, my 22nd or 23rd birthday, and they were there. I met some other Lions players, and it was pretty cool.
That's sweet.
I know Tyler met a bunch of Lions players with a similar story as well, that they asked you for a picture.
No.
Yeah. Jack Fox. Did he not just say, oh, Tyler, hey, man, picture?
So, yeah, we were at a Tigers game. This was just 2 weeks ago, and he was waiting for a hot dog in line. And he recognized me because, you know, obviously we had him on the podcast. So he goes, hey, Tyler.
Right.
But no, I asked for the picture, though. But he was in line for the hot dog. He recognized
but
me.
But he knew you, though. He knew you.
He didn't know me, but I asked for the picture.
Nobody knows Malcolm, goddammit.
Speaking of
the only person that knows me is Stephon Logan.
Do you guys remember when the Lions played the Rams like a few years ago?
The Ndamukong Suh game?
No. It was like Todd Gurley went off in the fourth quarter against
us. No, I was saying like when Ndamukong Suh like was messing around with Stafford. It was like 2018, right?
Yeah, Patricia.
That's when Ndamukong Suh pushed Stafford.
Pre-game, like, you know how you could go down and get autographs and stuff? I don't know if you do that this year, but Slay's wife actually recognized me. It was kind of cool.
Man, this guy's got
recognizing y'all.
Slay, Golden. That was one of my two favorite lines right there. Golden Tate and Slay.
That was kind of cool.
Malcolm, what's your thoughts on if the Lions brought back Golden Tate? You know, the Lions could use some, you know.
I love Golden Tate. I just don't know if he, like, fits, like.
I mean, this is how I feel on it. I would love Golden Tate back in Detroit.
Me too.
I would love him back in Detroit. And the reason why I say that is because we have a really young, you could say inexperienced, wide receiving core, especially in the slot. I think he'll be a great help for Quintez Cephas. I think he'll be a great help for Amon Ross St. Brown. I think he will teach them how to run the slot the way he runs the slot. So I think he would be a good help, you know, in Detroit and provide that leadership that we would need in the locker room for our wide receiving corps. Because, I mean, how much of a veteran is, you know, Perriman? I don't know. I mean,
here's my question, though. Like, this is how I think of this. So do you want three veterans and only, like, two young guys on the team?
I mean, that's what I was going to ask you. How much of a veteran is Perriman? Is Perriman going to be that guy that's going to take a rookie by his hand and say, look, you're my rookie. I want you to follow my lead.
I don't know how Perriman's Williams going to do that?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what kind of leaders those guys are, but, like, at the same time, you also don't want to have, like, a ton of veterans, like, two younger guys. You want, because you're a rebuilding team.
Yeah,
you'd rather have more young guys versus more vets, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. And those guys are going to be on the roster, the Quintez Cephas, the Amon Ross St. Brown. But I just don't know.
But what about the other guys? Like the other, you know, like Victor Bolden or Khalif Raymond or Thomas Ratley, right? Damian Ratley, I'm sorry. Or Javon McKinley or Sage Surratt. Like,
and all those guys are raw. Because
you already know what Golden Tate is. You already know what Golden Tate is. And I love Golden Tate. He's one of my favorite players. But I don't know if the Lions would be willing to, like, bring in all these three vets basically on, like, one-year or two-year deals. And you want to see what you have in your younger guys, and you want your younger guys to develop.
The way I look at it is that you can give – I think any of these guys are cuttable. Like, you could cut any of these guys at any point during the season. Your Breshad Perriman, Golden Tate, Terrell Williams. Like, any of these guys could be gone at any point of the year. So, let's say, like – let's just say in camp – like Amon Ross St. Brown is not ready to be a week one starter. Let's say like he just does not look ready to be a guy that gets like a lot of snaps. You could put in a guy like GT in there. But like let's say by week three, Amon Ross St. Brown looks like he's ready. You could take out a guy like Golden Tate. You can take out a guy like Perriman out of their role. I don't think it, you know, ends up being a big issue. And you could just release those guys at any point, or you could just keep them as depth on your team at any point. I don't really see much of an issue. And I think the Lions are just lacking another depth wide receiver on their roster right now. So I'm all in for Golden Tate, man, and especially in the slot, like Malcolm said. So I'd be
I love him. I just don't think they'll do it, though. That's where I'm at. Like, Golden Tate's one of my favorite players, obviously.
If you love listening to us here on the Pride Podcast, what's stopping you from grabbing a mic and starting your own show? And there's no better place to host than Blue Wire Hustle. Hustle was created to give everyone the opportunity to take your podcast to the next level. Or if you just want to host a podcast and you don't know where to start, Hustle is the perfect place for you. As part of the program, you'll receive personal cover arts, Q&A to Blue Wire's top podcasters, and access to our community discords, and an e-learning course full of tips and tricks. On top of all that, we'll get your show pushed out to Apple, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and all listening platforms. And the best part is, you get all of this for only $15 a month. That's the same rate as any hosting website would charge you just for the initial setup. So if you're ready to do more than just listening to us talk about your favorite team, then make your voice heard and hustle. Acceptance to the program is limited, so get your application in today. To apply, go to bwhustle.com/join. Check the description box in this episode to find out more. But that's bwhustle.com/join.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I mean, I wonder how cheap his contract is, though.
I think it would be very affordable for the Lions where they can move on at any point.
If I had to guess, I think it would be like $3 or $4 million, something like that, around there. Would maybe
for sure, one year deal?
For sure,
help our wide receiver. Why the hell not?
It's just that the only downside is you're taking playing time.
Taking snaps away from the rookies. I get it.
Yeah, but if they're not ready, they're not ready.
And if they're not ready, he could provide a lot of help. That's the thing. He could mentor those guys. He could be a mentor. I don't 100%. Know how much of a mentor Pyramid and Williams is going to be. That's my thing.
I think they're relying on those guys to be veterans, though. As of right now,
yeah, they also have a great wide receivers coach, in my opinion, and Antoine Randall. He's also a former player.
That is true. Former wide receiver.
Yeah, and a good wide receiver too. He was a good wide receiver,
and he played quarterback. He played quarterback in college.
Right.
Yeah, I think possible that if you did sign a Golden Tate. It's possible, but one of these guys could not even make the team on the initial 53-man roster if one of these rookies shines out of camp.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. I wouldn't be shocked if they signed Golden Tate, but there is one guy I want, and I tweeted at him, and he liked that. I got to bring this up.
Trey Boston.
Trey Boston to Detroit. Yo, Brad Holmes, if you're listening, Trey Boston, if you're listening, we'd love to have Trey Boston in Detroit. Just bring him to Detroit. We've talked about this guy probably for the past 3 or 4 years on the podcast. Just bring him to Detroit.
I mean, the Lions don't really have much safety help right now either. I mean, I guess you can use the same excuse, though. It's for the receivers, you'd be taking, a spot from a rookie or an experienced guy. But they don't really have much out there.
Look at the Lions' depth, though, at safety. It's not. I mean,
it's really bad.
It's really bad, bro. It's bad.
But well, I don't know.
We'll see, man. I'm not judging the players off of Matt Patricia's defense. I'm not going to do that right now.
I'm going to be honest, bro. There are some players who we saw some flashes from. Exactly. Or like who showed that they could ball out, like Tracy Walker. But Will Harris hasn't shown me shit other than that one game versus Green Bay. That was like week 17.
Week 17, 2019.
So, but, like, Will Harris, like, to me. I'm sorry, Malcolm. I mean, Matt Patricia didn't teach you how to tackle, bro. This guy can't tackle.
I get you, but he just has his guys and just man coverage and not playing zone at all. It's just, especially a safety. Safety, they're not used to playing man coverage, shadowing a
I'm
tight
just
end.
I'm saying, bro.
Well, they didn't. Okay, well, but they leaned off the man coverage towards the end of the year. I mean, they were very
well, they had Will Harris in man coverage.
No, but regardless, if he's in man or zone or whatever, bro, like
They put a lot of zone halfway towards the season last year.
This guy needs to get his shit together this year. He's done in the NFL, bro.
I mean, like,
and,
terrible
and you know
angles.
What they're doing? When they were playing zone, he was making these boneheaded penalties. But, again, I mean, I don't know. I think a lot of our players are trash.
We've seen, like, flashes from younger guys, though. I mean, but some players are just trash, too, bro.
Just like Jared Davis. This is like a Jared Davis for me. Like, some things you can't teach. Like, these are just simple football fundamentals. And they're just
Would you be shocked if Jared Davis balls out next year?
No, he's on the Steelers, right?
No, he's on the Jets with Salah.
The Jets? Okay. Would you be shocked if he balls out?
No,
I would be shocked, honestly, if he balls out.
I would not be shocked at all.
Like, balls out, yes, but like if he plays like solid football or good football, I would not be shocked.
Let me tell you why. Because if you look back at 2018, when we had Snacks Harrison, and Snacks Harrison was playing at a high level, guess who else was playing at a high level?
JD was playing at a high level.
Jared Davis was playing at a very high level. And now he did look like utter trash once we did not have a pass rush. Once our pass rush went away, like I told you, if you don't have a pass rush, it trickles down to your linebackers, it trickles down to your secondary, everybody looks bad. If you don't have a pass rush, everybody looks bad. You can't stop the run, everybody looks bad. So I'm telling you, watch. If he has a pass rush in the Jets, in, with the Jets, I guarantee you, 100
I mean,
tackles.
They got Quinn Williams. They signed Carl Lawson.
I guarantee he gets 100 tackles. I guarantee he gets 100 plus tackles. If they have a pass rush.
JD just doesn't show me football fundamentals to make me think he's a good football player. And
I think JD has it. I think JD has it.
You'll see.
But they have to get it out of him.
Hey, man, Will, man.
I think our coaching staff was just so bad, man. The whole, from the top to bottom, man. The coaching staff was just bad, especially defensively. This is bad.
They're both athletic freaks, both guys, but like they just don't do the simple football stuff. Like, you can blame Matt Patricia for all you want, but like, I don't know. Tracy Walker.
Matt Patricia made everybody look bad.
Yeah, he made everyone look bad.
Yeah,
but, like,
I kind of agree with Alex in the comments. He's like, do you think DG was playing over? I feel like Patricia did kind of put emphasis on the way that hurt some
players. All the linebackers had to gain weight, be 250 plus. For what?
Right. You guys want to end this?
Real quick, bring Tate back to Detroit. Just keep it simple like that.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't mind it. I mean, they have a roster spot.
I would love Tate, but hashtag Tate to Detroit.
I would love Tate, but just like Pierce said, it's gonna be tough, man. It's gonna be because how many wide receivers would you keep on the roster at that point?
You keep 5 to 6.
5 to 6. So you're looking at maybe Quintez Cephas not making this roster.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say Williams.
I think Quintez Cephas is on the bubble. I wouldn't say he's a lock right now.
I would say, like, if you're signing a Golden Tate, you're maybe, like, limiting a roster spot from, like, a TK or Victor Bolden.
No, I'm just saying, like, if Cephas doesn't show up in camp, like, if he doesn't, like, show improvements
it's,
or stuff,
it's possible, but
this regime didn't draft him. Yeah, I think he's on the bubble.
But I think the kick returner and punt returner 100% is going to be on the wide receiver core.
Khalif Raymond.
I have him. I have him right now as the favorite. But like, yeah. I want to like see camp and stuff. I want to see which guys step up.
I mean, if Bolden has a big camp as a kick returner, you know, he could take that spot.
I think it'll come from the wide receiver core.
Oh yeah, I do too. I think it'll be either Bolden or Khalif Raymond. I think it'll be either one of those guys.
That's the barbershop.
There could be other guys who sneak in. You never know, bro. Like they could.
Those are the top two, because the only three guys that competed in minicamp was who? Him, Amos, and Raymond, and what's the other guy? Bolden, right? Those
only. Didn't they put Swift back there too?
Swift's not gonna be a kicker, punt returner. Maybe no, kick.
No, better not.
He's not gonna be.
It's not a good idea. He shouldn't do that. He should not be doing that.
They should not. Nope. So it's gonna be probably one of those two. If I had to guess right now. That's just me. So
was Amase Brown a returner?
I wouldn't put him there either.
No, I think Khalif Raymond, because Khalif Raymond has speed, bro. That man's a burner.
You got to put Bolden's like that too. So I'm a little
shifty guy.
I'm interested to see that battle in camp. Bolden and Raymond. I think that'll be an interesting one. Hopefully, our boy D'Angelo Ramos could show up.
Good. He was good with the Titans.
Yeah, I hope he was solid
as a returner. Though.
Hope our boy Amos shows up, man. I would be happy if Amos takes that spot. That'd be fun.
What? Yeah.
All right. I think that's it, though, guys. All right. That's well, hope you guys all enjoyed this episode of Spotify Green Room. We will be back later this week on Friday night, same time as always. And, you know, I assume there's going to be a lot more stuff to talk about. I mean, we're getting to football, man. We're getting legitimate football topics. That was just fun right now at the end of the show. We're talking about training camp battles. We're going to get training camp battle updates. Like, that's going to be so much fun. I can't wait for all that. And then the preseason's going to come. The Packers are in a debacle. Everything's good right now. So I hope you guys all enjoy. And if you guys are listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, whatever, leave us a 5-star review. It's always much appreciated. And with that being said, I'm out, guys. Peace.
All right, guys. I'm out.
All right, y'all. It's your boy Malcolm. I'm out. Peace.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.